And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
He's from York.
The podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast.
Oof. Sounds like you'd wake up and your liver would be gone.
Well, you've seen those. It sounds like that Iceland music. Like, you ever listen to, like, Iceland pop?
Yeah, yeah.
Like it's Eurovision?
Yeah, it's like, it's kind of very, no, even more than Eurovision. It's like that, I don't know, Iceland pop is weird. Their whole music, Norway and all that.
Yeah, it didn't feel interesting enough, though, to be like a Bjork. It felt very, like, somebody dragged me out because, oh my God, this girl at my office. Like, she's going to be singing tonight. We all need to go and support her. And then I show up and it's this. And I just want to stab my eardrums.
I did like Bjork.
Really? I never liked a single Bjork song.
She had that one called Human Behavior. Remember that?
Yeah.
Human Behavior.
I don't remember.
Who thought I would know that?
I did not.
Who thought I'd know a Bjork song?
Not on my bingo card.
Wow. I don't know what Bjork is.
Oh, what?
That's an artist. She was kind of weird. She died.
Did she?
No, she is very much alive.
Oh, no. Did she get cloned, too?
No, she's still there. Check her out.
I said that is a UFO.
Hey, Schaefer and I were talking about things being, because he was like, hey, have you ever been to the
Bluebird
Cafe? Yeah. I was like, I have. I didn't go when there was a show going on. It was a set for a TV show that we were filming. They were filming us for, and that they just made. There was no one there. It was empty. It was off hours. I've never been to it.
To a show actually at the Bluebird.
Yeah, and he was just like, man, there's a lot of Nashville like touristy things that I never. He's never been to the. What was it?
Never been inside the Parthenon.
Don't worry.
Even though I used to walk at the park with the dogs all the time.
I love the Parthenon. Yeah.
Never been inside.
I do. I go every so often. Like, I just went
like, you go inside?
Ago. Yeah.
Never been inside.
I go inside because that's where Athena is. I went to one of those candlelight concerts there.
Oh, okay.
It was candlelight Vivaldi and what, Carson?
No, I'm just thinking, like, the two times, I guess, I've been to the Bluebird, yes, we did the TV taping there, but the other time I've been is a flex. And then the only time I've been inside the Parthenon is also kind of a flex.
Okay, why'd you go for that?
I went to a Carrie Underwood album release inside the Parthenon.
What?
So that was pretty cool. And then the only
did she
other
perform?
No, I think they just played. No, they played the album
the
for us.
The acoustics in there are amazing because it's a giant hall. It's
and
like
they
a
did.
Basketball
they played
court.
The whole thing. It was great. It was a very, very cool event. And then the only time that I've been to the Bluebird to hear a performance was because it was Garth Brooks and his writers.
Dang.
Yeah.
I know, right?
Well, all right. Well, I've been. I didn't care. No one sang. But no. You get through the whole thing, and then there's this giant. Athena is a god of something or other.
And she's holding Nike
in
her hand.
Goddess of wisdom.
And she's holding Nike in her hand.
But
and,
it's huge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's
like, she's 40-something feet tall. She's covered in gold.
Yeah.
Like, looks like actual gold.
It looks like Trump decorated. It's very.
It does.
Very Trumpy.
It does.
People always go, what do you want to do? What do we do when we go to dance?
I always tell people to go to the Parthenon because you're not going to see that anywhere else in North America.
Well, I say you can go to Greece.
Yeah, you're
that's
right.
What I said. But ours is better than the one in Greece. The one in Greece doesn't have a theme.
You just kind of get there and you kind of go, okay.
That's the problem. You go and you're like, neat.
Okay, so when you go to the Parthenon, if you walk through and they've got like all the history of it because it was built for, apparently they call Nashville the Athens of the South.
Correct.
So they do that because there's a bunch of colleges in Nashville. So obviously we must be the Nashville.
We are the hub
of
wisdom,
Athens.
Hence Athena.
So they created like this thing for a World's Fair or something like that, or the Centennial Celebration. Oh, Centennial for the 100th year of Tennessee. They made this big festival where they put up all these things, and it was kind of a World's Fair thing where they did different countries all over the place, and they built pyramids and all that. And that's why Memphis has a pyramid. Bass Pro Shop was because of the Centennial Celebration.
I saw Kiss there.
In the pyramid?
The pyramid used to be a concert venue. I saw Billy Joel there.
Did you think they built
it? I saw Garth there.
Did you not realize that?
What?
Did you not know it was a concert place?
No, I knew that because I remembered it was also a basketball arena.
Well, I went to college an hour south, so that was why it was very easy. I saw the Rolling Stones there.
Yeah, but the reason it is shaped in a pyramid is because it was Memphis, like Memphis, Egypt, and the whole thing, and it was a tie-in to the state's history.
You know who doesn't know that? People in Memphis. So there's other things to do in town that...
What, though?
You know,
everybody does
Hermitage.
Yeah. Okay.
I went to the Hermitage when I was in school.
I enjoyed the Hermitage.
That's the thing. That's the stuff you do when you're in school. That's the stuff you take kids to.
The Hermitage is Andrew Jackson's house, and they like you go through, and they're like, "This wallpaper in this room was hung by Andrew Jackson's hands."
And you know what I say? Neat.
I'm with you.
There's a lot of new museums too. You have those museums in the Bicentennial Mall area that didn't used to be there.
The Bicentennial Mall area.
What is the Bicentennial Mall?
Oh, like downtown?
It's north of downtown by the baseball stadium.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where they have the farmer's market or whatever?
Yeah.
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 And all the homeless people hang out?
A few of them.
Is that where they do that concert?
The New Year's Eve concert,
No, no, New Year's Eve.
Well, they've done that.
They have done the New Year's Eve there.
Like some kind of thing there. Like you get in, it's like all these like pop acts and things like that that go.
Channel 5's over there.
Yeah.
Channel 5's in that area.
Yeah, so that whole museum area is just north of
my hairdresser.
Sorry, this is a Nashville-y podcast, but
no, but I think that's helpful. People who come to town and they ask, "What do you do?"
Dude, I get that all the time. I'm always like, "Look, if you come in on a weekend, on a Saturday, check to see if the Nashville SC team is playing the soccer club."
Yeah,
because it is so much fun, and again, it's a great stadium built just for soccer. And there's like 30,000 people there on a Saturday. It's so much fun because, again...
Or see if a concert's there.
Or a I've not seen a
show
there.
I've seen Green Day there. I've seen Guns N' Roses there. I've seen Carrie Underwood there.
Shania played there.
So she did.
Because I used to, when I was living in my apartment...
Thomas Rhett's playing there. He's got Niall Horan with him.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought about maybe I'll actually go to that show because I can walk to it. So that
I'll always
fun.
Ask the person, where are you staying? And do you have transportation, or are you relying on Ubers or whatever? And then I try to build there.
Cheekwood?
Cheekwood's fun.
I've never been to Cheekwood ever in my life because it was something that when I was married, my ex would take the kids to like during the day when I was working.
Yeah.
And so I never went. And like I hear it's amazing.
But
Adventure Science Center is neat if you have kids.
Yes.
I've been there. I enjoyed that.
Space Camp's 2 hours south.
I mean, I
the
can't.
Zoo?
The zoo is pretty
nice.
Yeah,
fine.
They have a dinosaur thing there right now.
Yes,
I haven't
they
gone
do.
To.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just pulled down the lights. They do lights at Christmas, which is great.
Zillumination?
Zillumination. And now they have like dino something or other, dino trek or whatever. By the way, dinosaurs are dragons. I have come to the conclusion that dragons were real, and they existed, and dinosaurs did not die off 65 million years ago. I've gone down all the wabbit holes, all of them. Big D moved his microphone. He's like, I don't want to join in on this.
No, I'm all in.
Okay, so like there's all these depictions of art of, you know, reliefs and things, you know, carved into stone of like, looks like brontosauruses with their necks like intertwined on total different continents. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's the same exact depiction. Obviously, how would you know that creature would do that kind of thing? Well, it was probably because they saw it.
Okay.
Carbon dating.
I'm still not sure we existed with dinosaurs.
Carbon dating is a scam. Like almost every single carbon dating thing has only about a 10% accuracy.
I mean, I've seen Land of the Lost, and I feel that is farcical, being able to sustain...
With the slee stacks?
Yeah, like next to a Tyrannosaurus Rex, I don't think that's...
Well, I don't know if it was T-Rexes that were running around while people were around, but definitely like Stegosauruses. And probably Brontosaurus.
Oh, how many dinosaurs can we land?
Any kind of sauropod, because that's where you get like the Loch Ness Monster. You have a lot of people saying that that's what that is.
I mean, we have coelacanths that are still living dinosaurs. Crocodiles are living dinosaurs.
Yeah, think about that. Coelacanths, they thought were gone and extinct 60-something million years ago.
Giant squids.
Yeah.
They thought were a myth until we found them.
The Kraken is real.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of stuff, but like you go into it and you know, there's so many people go, oh no, that's so crazy to think about. But how else would you explain that they all, every single culture in the world has dinosaur, has, I'm sorry, dragon mythology because they witnessed them. Look at all the Chinese New Year thing. They have all their different animals, you know, the ox, this is the this, the that. They have one that doesn't exist, and that's the dragon. Why? Well, probably because it existed when they started their calendar, or at least recently had.
It's also Opry Mills.
if you guys have been there before. They got the aquarium.
Been there. They got the Rainforest Cafe. It's cool.
You can go into the hotel and go walk yourself around the Delta. Go do that.
The Cascades.
The hotel. Oh, the
The
that
hotel.
Museum that's under the TPAC is
Oh, you know what?
Good.
Honestly, take the Opry backstage tour.
Yes.
That's totally worth it. The Ryman tour is worth it. Mm-hmm.
The museum under the TPAC. I forget what it's called. It's like the something Tennessee something museum.
Yeah.
But it's really good. They have dinosaur stuff there. Dragons.
Have you guys been to the Johnny Cash Museum?
No.
Mm-mm. Never.
Haven't either. I hear good things, though.
Okay.
Country Music Hall of Fame.
Sure.
Gotta go.
Civil War fields and stuff. You know that. And Franklin.
Honestly, if you have a car, go out to Adams and do the Bellwitch Cave.
No,
it's
yeah.
It's neat. Mm-hmm. It is neat. Not it's done a cool that. Thing. Yeah.
There's a lot of the, like, if you're into, like, Kentucky, Tennessee, this is, we got so many caves in this area just naturally. And,
what? If you got a car, go see a concert at the Caverns. Go do that once down in
Oh, the Caverns are very cool.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. That.
I saw...
I was way too claustrophobic.
I saw, what's his name, the Wild Thing guy. Wild Thing! Or not Wild Thing. Angelina Jolie's uncle.
Billy Bob Thornton?
No, the uncle, not her ex-husband. He's a band guy. Angelina...
Well, her dad's John Voight.
Right.
Yeah, what's his brother's name?
David.
Harry Voight.
John
Loud
Voight. He owned a Chrysler LeBaron.
Oh, no, he did like, he wrote. No.
Quite the track star in high school.
Angelina Jolie's uncle.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he wrote.
I feel like I'm pretty up on pop culture, and I have never heard of Angelina Jolie's uncle being. Like, are you talking about the Trogs and Wild Thing?
I don't know. I have to look now.
Sam Kinison's dead.
Yeah, Angelina Jolie's uncle is a renowned Chip American Taylor. Singer-songwriter, Chip Taylor, brother of actor John Voight. He wrote Wild Thing and Angel in the Morning.
Right.
And had a really good 40 time.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, I saw him there. I saw
He's
Evanescence.
He's so renowned, Vertical I beat. Haven't heard from him until today.
Look at this.
That's it's a sled's heart.
That's a Draco Rex. That right there is exactly what you... If I said, draw me a dragon, you would draw that. Look at that head.
Mm. Yeah. Did I tell you guys about the time I went to the Bellwitch Cave? And I... Because my only experience with caves was watching Scooby-Doo. So I thought a cave was just in a big side or something. I didn't realize, like, it's these little tiny crevices. And so I'm there in flip-flops.
Oh, nice.
And they, like, take you through this, like, you're in the first room. And then they take you through this little teeny tiny, you can only fit single file down. You're going down. And then we get into another antechamber. And we go through one more of these little teeny squeeze. And we get to the big antechamber where they had found, like, human remains or something. And they're telling you the Bellwitch legend. And it's all lit up. They've got electricity. They've got lights in there. And then suddenly the lights go out. And
did
I go,
purpose?
Did you squeal?
No, I go, nice effect. Like, I thought this was totally part of the tour.
I would have cussed.
Our tour guide starts freaking out. She's on the radio. We just lost power. Power
oh,
is out.
Wow.
So,
oh, no.
Yeah. And so they, then everybody's
Are you
got
sure
their
they
cell.
Were freaking out, or were they acting?
Oh, no, she was. No, no. So, no, because here's
visibly
why.
Visibly shaken.
They made us all get our cell phones out to light our way back.
See, they should charge. They should do that
right?
every tour. They should do that.
That's the thing, because I said I would have thought it was a scam, that they would have been like, oh, haha, the power's out. Now suddenly it's back on. But the fact that you let us out of a dark cave, and we were all the way in the back, I go, there's no way, because this is a liability. So we get out front, and they were like, hey, we're really sorry. We don't know why the power's out. So here's the thing. We can give you your money back. We can give you a voucher. You can come back another day. Or if you'd like... We will give you candles, and you can do a candlelit tour.
Oh, yeah, no.
Oh, I did it. I was let's
You're
go.
Crazy.
Yes.
I would never go with the demons in a cave.
I was all in on that. Oh, yeah. I was like, that ended up being pretty cool. But, yeah, my first thought was that they were just, like, doing theater at the Bellwitch Cave.
Have you guys done Ruby Falls in Chattanooga?
Yep. Yeah, that's good.
Or the Lookout Mountain and all that.
Is that where you have to drive up like that rural?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
No, one with the squeeze.
It's a fun drive.
That's the one with the fat man squeeze. And yeah. I was I was not really at my biggest at that point, and I didn't think I was going to make it through. And I'm like,
that's Ruby Falls.
Oh, yikes.
Yeah. That was terrible.
Yeah, I know. I saw that. Because there's no like, okay, but hey, if you can't make it, you can go around. No, you got to turn around and go
home. No, because I've seen Nutty Putty, and that will live in
is Nutty Putty?
It was a cave. And this very experienced, it's called Nutty Putty. That's the name of the cave. And this very experienced, I don't know if you call him a spelunker, but he was a cave explorer. And he goes in and he's like squishing on through and he gets stuck. And the position he's in, he's like feet up, head down.
What?
And there are all these people trying to rescue him. The point is he's conscious. He's alive. And they're trying to pull. And at one point they think they've pulled him out. And then it just doesn't work.
They pulled off his arms?
Nope. No, because they can't reach his arms. They're doing it by his feet. And he died within 24 hours because of the blood rushing to his... And he's stuck. He literally got stuck. And, like, they're passing him cell phones so he can say goodbye to his wife.
What?
And, like, oh, my God, it's the worst...
Is that a real story?
Yes! They actually sealed it up. It's called Nutty Putty. Everybody always says, like,
they
what's
They sealed it up? Like, is his body still there?
Yes, because they don't want anyone to try to go get him because they're afraid. Because it... Like it is.
Yeah,
teeny,
eventually
teeny,
he'll
tiny.
Decompose and just fall through.
So they it's like the worst subreddit I've ever been on. Everyone's like, what's the most horrific way you can die? And the top answer is always Nutty Putty. And then you read it and you can't unread it. You can't unsee it.
I was just talking to a friend of mine who's doing some work right now at a train yard, and we were talking about stuff, and he's like, yeah, you gotta be careful. He's like, this is the most dangerous place I've ever been, other than a war zone. He's like, this is insane. I'm like, well, why is it the most dangerous place other than that? He said, because these trains move silently. And he said, if you get hit, it crushes you instantly. And there's nothing you can do about it because they weigh tons and tons and tons. And I made a thing. I said, yeah, I saw a thing on like Faces of Death when I was a kid. I don't know if you guys remember that episode where somebody got cut in half by the train and the train was over their body. So it was pinching them off. And so they have one half on one side of the wheels, the other half on the other, and they were conscious, and they were not in pain because the body kind of took over and put them into shock. And he said, oh, that happened to my great-great-grandfather. He said, same thing. They had to pull my great-great-grandmother in, to tell her husband goodbye. And then when they moved the train, obviously all the organs fell out, and that was the end of things. I'm like, what?
By the way, maybe a lot of people are going, Faces of Death has been proven fake. Not all of it. About half of it, they think, is fake. Because some of it is like footage, like news footage, like what you're talking about.
Yeah.
But like the brains of the monkey brains, not real. That was fake.
They're popular in Cantonese cuisine.
These aren't fake, and I think I need them. I'm on Tractor Supply trying to look at cool stuff, like weird things to get.
Some trout sandals?
Yeah, they're sandals that look like you're walking around wearing fish on your feet. Look at Carson.
What are we doing?
These are great. They're $15.
Oh, my gosh.
They don't have my size, though.
You have too much money.
I think it's a twofer. You can get that, and it comes with the hat with the straws that you can drink beer out of.
That would be great.
Do you have the hats that have the little hands on it? When you pull the string, it claps for you? I would encourage that purchase.
That's a good one. It also comes with a fanny pack that looks like a belly that's hanging out. Have you seen those?
No.
So it looks like, so when you pull your shirt up, you know, you can see like the part of your belly.
Yeah,
or
like a little crescent moon.
That part is printed onto a fanny pack. So when you wear it, it looks like your shirt's pulled up. Just got to make sure your skin tones match.
Yeah, I'm looking at
all these. See that guy walking around Disney?
Do you guys have hair on your stomach?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You do too? Do you, Garrett?
Like a happy trail. Yeah.
Yikes.
Jeez, really?
Happy trail.
I don't have any.
No.
You don't either? I bet you have more than I do.
Other than that, I'm pretty hairless.
Yeah. I bet you have more hair in your body than I do, Carson.
I mean, you could be right. I mean...
That's not what she wants to acknowledge.
No, I don't.
You're not going
to
hear her.
I don't care. Gosh, if I didn't have to shave my legs ever again, I'd be a happy lady. Oh, but but I also, like, I'm blonde. I'm fair. I don't have, much of, like I went to school with girls that were, like, fully Italian. And, like,
the
hair on their arms.
Arms,
it's dark and it was thicker. And so I just, I've always kind of lucked out in that department because I'm... not.
Are you going to be watching Friday the 13th movie tonight?
I feel like yes.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's a night to do it.
Are you going original? You're going to one of the other?
You guys know my...
Six or
part
seven?
Part seven.
Part yeah.
seven is my weird. Go-to. I do love it.
Okay, all right.
So, actually, my mom used to date a guy that was in Friday the 13th part three.
What?
Yeah, which was Horseshack? The 3D one. Yes, it was Horseshack. Ron Polillo. But yeah, that one is in 3D, so I guess you had to like wear the 3D glasses back in the theater.
Your world is so weird. Like, you went to school and church with Vanderbeek, yeah. and then your mom dated Horseshack mm-hmm. from Welcome Back, Kotter.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they went to UConn together, and she saw him in the glass menagerie and was very impressed with his performance, well, and she spoke to him afterwards. And they dated for a while.
Well, thank God your dad was the ultimate winner there, because you mm-hmm. got the eyes.
That's true. That's
you
true.
You would not have gotten the Horseshack
yeah,
eyes.
That's true. So so I lucked out with getting that. Also, a pretty great dad. It was his birthday on Wednesday.
It was.
Well, yeah, he and his brother have the same birthday. They're exactly 2 years apart. And I get a text from my cousin, and she goes, "Is it their birthday on Wednesday?" I was like, "Mandy, how old are we? And you don't know your dad's birthday?"
Yeah, I don't know mine, man. My dad's in the hospital, and he's like, and they're like, "So, did you ever have any birthday?" And I'm like, y'all got to give him something. I don't know. I got that's in my phone. Hang on. I had to pull up my.
My cousin loves it when my dad comes to visit, because we go to dinner and we hang out and stuff. And she goes, "Yeah, I feel like that. I've done family time." I was like, "What?" She goes, "I mean, I don't know. He's basically the same as my dad. And I saw your dad, so we're square."
Yeah.
She's like, "Yeah, I don't need to visit my dad. We're okay."
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. She's just like, "Nah, it's good."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm trying to think of something else, another location in Nashville that Bubba could go on a date.
Chili's West End.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. Chili's West End.
The one
iconic.
You park under?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's underground parking. Let's
pretty
go.
Great, yeah. Iconic place in Nashville.
Yes.
If you ever want to be like, what's the most Nashville thing you can do? That's high on the list.
West
Park
End
under
Chili's.
Your Chili's.
West End Chili's is a real thing.
And you know
thing.
You can't beat, I will say this until the end of time, you really can't beat Chili's chips and salsa.
Like, agreed.
It is not Mexican. It is not whatever it is. It's this Chili's concoction that is perfection.
Yep.
And the
delicious.
Queso, the little queso skillet.
The meat.
Remember when they got rid of the queso last year?
Well, they did.
There
that was a stunt.
Okay,
that was
but
a
still,
stunt. They
people
did that,
were mad.
They did that because they saw all of the press that
Cracker Barrel
got. And they're like, "Oh, we want some of that."
I'll tell you what. I had a business lunch last week, and they said, "Hey, let's meet at Jasper's. Have you ever been?" I was like, "No." So I plug it in my GPS.
I went.
And I pull in, and I go, like, a tear starts running down my face, because this used to be Blackstone,
mm-hmm.
which was always my go-to place.
Blackstone's is gone?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's Jasper's now. Which?
Which was good.
Guess what they have at Jasper's? Mutz.
Oh, they do have the mozzarella logs. Yes. I saw that on the menu.
They're
that's I thought
good.
About
they're
you.
Pretty good. They're long. They're like,
look, don't get me wrong. The food was good, but I like lived for Blackstone's portobello sandwich. It was so good, and
apparently
I was,
you didn't, because you stopped going.
Well, I think everybody just took it, and now you have to like scan for parking. They validate, which is nice. But even then, I go, "Oh my gosh, we're in that world now in Nashville, where like there's just like you have to pay for parking." At my house.
Free park.
At my condo.
Parking is a huge issue here.
Yeah, if you're a place that has free parking, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to your place.
Speaking of establishments, because I was at the arena yesterday for the SEC basketball tournament, there was a booth there for Rotiers. Because I know the physical location shut down, I think, during COVID. But I didn't know that the brand was still going and they were doing that.
I noticed
had no
that
idea.
Last time I was there, too. I was like, oh. Neat. Okay.
I was like, wow, Rotiers is inside the arena?
If
that's
I'd
awesome.
Known, yeah.
I don't think I've ever been.
Rotiers burgers were good.
That was the place they over there good. By Centennial Park, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Near
the end of the street there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Elston.
Yeah. Yes, I used to go there.
The Rock Block.
They had pretty good fries. They had those real thin fries.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pretty
good. Yeah, that's a fun area, actually, back in the day.
Well, back in the day.
They had a really cool cigar shop. We used to drive over from Cookeville to go get a cigar. And then we would go to Centennial Park. And
the amount of nights I don't remember at Gold Rush.
Exit
yep,
in.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
Corner bar corner, right there.
Yep,
it's still
corner,
there. But
corner pub that was there. Yeah.
And now, dude, I'm telling you, the other morning is coming in, I was passing through downtown, or like on 40, it's off to my left. And I'm like, if you were to like go just like Google Street View me, I would not know mm-hmm. where I'm at. Mm-mm. It could be Houston. I could be in Seattle, yep. New York. I don't know where I am.
That's the thing that I've disliked the most of Nashville's growth is that it just started looking like other cities.
Yep.
Where before that, it was very uniquely Nashville.
Mm-hmm. I also lose my bearings a lot now because there were certain buildings or landmarks that have been changed or they don't exist. Or they've been torn down. So like the other day, I was trying to drive back to my house and I was 2 miles from my home. I took a wrong turn and suddenly I'm at Vanderbilt. And I was like, this is not correct. I'm on 8th and this is 21st. Okay.
Also, well, Vanderbilt, they built so much stuff over there.
I was going to say, it used to be. Holy moly. I feel bad for anybody who's never been to Nashville listening to this because you're not relating. But I will say,
they don't relate when we talk about aliens either. It's fine.
Have you seen the
dinosaurs?
Have you seen the Draco Rex?
Dragons.
Take a look at the Draco Rex. I'm telling you, that is a dragon. And then they just made up the myth of the fire breathing just to scare children.
Well, you know, you do what you do at the time.
Anyway, there's a lot of cool, like over there on the other side of Centennial, they built up all that stuff where like it used to be like industrial buildings mm-hmm. and warehouses in between there and all the hospitals.
Everything got turned into residential.
It's mm-hmm. all residential and it's like all hip, like, you know, this complex is completely built out of containers.
A lot of stuff I've enjoyed is all the dumb names to all the dumb condominiums they've had over the years. Oh, it's like, this is the Dales or this is... You know, whatever. And they just come up with the stupidest names that have nothing to do with the city.
Stupidest name in town? The Bobby. That's the worst name for a hotel. Unless you're a British cop.
Yeah. But there's also, like, these neighborhoods.
Yeah.
Pytown? I don't know.
WeHo?
What is Pytown?
Yes, WeHo.
It's a sliver, a triangle sliver of downtown. I think it's kind of near City Winery. I think.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, like over where the rescue mission and all was.
But that's basically the Gulch, right?
Rescue mission's still there.
Was that Sobro? I mean, I don't know what any of these are.
Right, we have Sobro. Then we have, like, North Gulch?
Yes.
Okay, Capitol View, but not North Gulch, but it might be the same. I don't know. Like, oh, my God. I don't know if I told you. I was going on a date with a guy. And I was like, meet me at this restaurant. And then he's like, hey, I'm here. They're not doing trivia. And I was like, where are you? He's like, I'm in Sylvan Park. And I'm like, cool. I'm on 8th Avenue in Berry Hill. So even then, like, because the restaurants are in the different, and I get lost everywhere.
Okay, so Pytown, literally, it's shaped like a triangle. So they're like, oh, it's a pie. So they named it Pytown.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
In between. Yeah, but that's like, I was looking it up while you were telling your story.
Have we had Pat Sajak on the show?
That's a classic.
That's so great.
That is a classic.
That's the best. Do you have a date tonight, Bubba?
Tonight? No, I don't think so.
I don't think so?
No, like her daughter is back. They're on spring break.
Are you guys committed?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have dates or do you just have...
We just get together and
okay, because I don't know like the planning
like
stage.
We went
once
fishing
you're...
yesterday; it was amazing. We had a great time.
God, you found the perfect chick.
I know, and it was her idea. She was like, she asked me. She said, "Hey, I have a question." I'm like, "Yeah." She goes, "Do you like to fish?" And I'm like, "Is this a trick question?" I went, "I do. Why?" She's like, "I haven't fished since I was a little girl, and I was just thinking it would be kind of a fun thing to do on a sunny day and whatever." I'm like, I'm your guy. Let's go.
Bubba, start researching dinosaurs again. Okay, so Big D.
Yes.
What are the chances that she has, like, stalked him?
Oh, yeah, she
that
already
she's,
knows.
Like, listened
she knew
to the
that
show.
He fishes.
Right?
She
like,
knew.
She knows that, like, I mean... Do
Isn't
we,
that
do,
your pictures on the dating app, Bubba? Are you fishing?
No.
Do you think, like, she targeted him? I don't know.
If she's smart.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I just...
It's,
like,
it's
that's
something
a good, yeah.
that he would do to someone. He would look at what they like and bring it up in conversation.
I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but I'm just, like, kind of getting the vibe that, like, she...
But I think it's a good sign.
That's what I'm saying. Like, she set her target.
Yeah. Otherwise, she wouldn't care. She wouldn't put the effort in. But she thinks enough of him that she's willing to put the effort in.
Oh, no.
I think it's a great
time. She had a great time.
Here's the thing. She loves puns.
Like, she does.
Bubba
she loves
spent,
puns.
Bubba spent an entire basketball game showing me puns that
we
she likes.
Laughed
and
laughed.
I went... They're perfect.
Oh my gosh.
They're perfect. This
I would have faked. I would. I'm sorry. I'm about to lose my lunch. I gotta go. I don't know that I could take 2 hours of a basketball game with puns.
Well, it was. I'm exaggerating. It was only like 10 minutes. But
look, okay. So she. All right.
Yeah. She's.
I like this.
Have you met her daughter? I have not. I've talked with her on the phone.
That's okay.
But no, it's, I don't want to force that kind of stuff. You know, like you let it happen naturally.
And
like,
the chick on the Love is Blind reunion like lit into the guy that, you met my daughter and then you walked out of our lives. So yeah, we'll hold off on that.
Yeah, I'm like, we're good.
Yeah, you got time.
Yeah, so time. Yeah, it's all good. But yes, it's going very well. And that's why I haven't been doing a lot of dating fail stories on the show lately.
Because you're a dating success.
I'm having a little, yeah. So we're a Hinge success story so far.
Oh, I love this.
So far things, I mean, I might have to be like a Hinge spokesperson.
I'm disappointed though a little bit because I enjoy the pictures that you would send me of people on the apps.
I'm going to start sending you dude pictures then.
That's fine.
You should.
Is that cool? Yeah.
You should. Because the ones you would share with me were great.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the literal dude version of the stuff I would send to you.
There was one guy who was straight up yesterday. One of his pictures was a cartoon because he had put it through AI. And I go, you have six opportunities. They only allow six pictures. You have six opportunities to showcase yourself. And the first five weren't great, sir. So you decided animated was your last ditch? What are we doing? What are we doing here?
Where is I'm trying
this
to find
was
that.
The podcast.
No, I want to find. Oh yeah. So they have voice prompts on Hinge. What's her name?
Chloe.
Okay, and now it says how to pronounce my name. Wow. Okay. First of all, that's her voice prompt. Are you ready? I'm gonna hit play.
My name is Chloe. A lot of people spell my name wrong, but I haven't heard it pronounced wrong too much throughout my life. But yeah, Chloe.
Oh, it's also pronounced Narcan.
Dude,
can we give her some gum? That click is. Oh God, I'm so sick of watching people on TikTok and stuff who have they put the little. Fuzzy covered mic way too close
right in their mouth
and everything is with the they're smacking their lips and their tongue and it's the grossest. I can't listen to them.
My name is Chloe. A lot of people misspell it.
Gosh.
I can tell you something you don't know about me.
I'm in the house.
You can't go 4 inches of my body without there being piercing. I haven't met my mother.
I have a tattoo of my brother.
I wouldn't open up some of those containers in the refrigerator. They've been there a while.
My name is Chloe.
How else do you pronounce Chloe? Chloe?
Scottish?
Slow?
Chloe?
Chloe?
Chloe? Have you ever done a voice thing on the thing?
Yeah, it was. Mine was... I'm a 10, but it was what the prompt was, and I put the scale is 1 to 100. Literally, that's all I said.
Oh, that's cute.
And that was my whole prompt.
That's pretty good. Yeah,
yeah dude.
I don't leave a voice prompt because
why?
Ugh.
I like the voice. I think the voice prompt is wonderful because there are people like Chloe who, from the pictures, you go, hey, well, there might be. Oh no, you hear that voice? You
see,
go, no,
and that's
no,
the thing.
No.
Cars, she, that voice that she has, it just it's like a wide net. You're gonna attract all kinds.
Yep.
No, I'm talking about Carson's voice. With your voice, Carson, like if guys hear your voice,
I'm well aware.
Yeah.
No, even like I've had guys I've been on dates with, and they're like, "Use your radio voice on me," and I was like, "This is how I talk, bro." But that's like I have to then go into like really angry northerner because otherwise I just talk like me, and then they're like, "No, use your radio."
When they do that prompt, or they do go, "Okay, well, what's your name again?" And I go, "Jason." Okay, hi, this is so and so, Jason. You're on the show. Go ahead,
that's a good idea.
Just throw it to Jason. But make sure. When he calls you out like that, make sure you act like you don't even know his name. That way it's like a little...
You know his name I do know?
Chloe.
It's Chloe.
I like fish. Oh, my name is Chloe. I'm going to make that a gold. She will pop up again someday. You guys are going to hear old Chloe.
Yeah, I want to hear Chloe.
Chloe's going to showy uppie.
Chloe's going to showy.
My name is Chloe. A lot of people spell my name wrong.
They spell it wrong?
It pronounced wrong.
Wrong.
I'm really fascinated by that accent.
I know.
I have a problem with like people who say, like, that's a weird affectation I get. Mm-hmm. People who pronounce the G on wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like they come, it's like Forrest Gump. It's wrong.
Yeah, like, I have a hard time sometimes with audiobooks that if I'm, am I enunciating too much?
Yeah.
Because to me it doesn't sound like conversational, because I do a lot of first person, almost biographical or autobiographical audiobooks where it's usually somebody's memoir. And I have a real hard time with the word visited. Like just to say visited in conversation and... It's one thing, but to say it in a sentence in a book.
Is everyone saying it right now? Me too.
That's the right. And I've just been recording a book like, yeah,
so you have
visited. Well, because I'm just like, oh, I visited with mother. And I feel like I slur over it. So lately in this audiobook, I'm like, I visited with mother. And it's just, but it feels weird because it's so formal to say it that way, but wrong.
My mama said to do it.
Because we drop D's and G's off of words.
And T's even do it.
How we
you
speak.
Say do it.
Yeah.
Not do it.
I do it.
Do it.
My name is Chloe.
My name is Chloe.
How old is she?
People spell my name wrong, but I haven't heard it pronounced wrong.
If she's on Bubba's, she's got to be pushing 30 at least. Because I don't think he's going into the
20s. I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I filmed it. I filmed it. I'm like,
yeah, but what did you have your
She sounds like my generation.
Yeah, she sounds very
my
young.
My name is Chloe. And Chloe's whole picture is her with her hoo-hoos out.
Oh,
she's,
wow.
She's fishing. She's throwing on her Maryland voice. Ooh. She's throwing out the hoo-hoos. She's going fishing.
Her
breasts.
Yeah. The sucking invader voice.
I didn't know what he's talking about.
I know. I was like, wait, she has multiple?
My name is Chloe.
Oh, that's good close. Gosh.
Yeah.
I mean,
and animal print stuff.
Yeah. Of course. Hey, I'm going to see Def Leppard. I got these Walmart stretch leopard print pants to wear.
I got them at Costco.
Pants. You got to throw in that extra. Yes.
Oh, I didn't tell you guys. A listener actually emailed me the other day. She works at Walmart, and she was like, Carson, we just got a shipment of Bridgerton dresses. And I was like,
what?
Say less, Ashley.
Wait,
coming to see
what
you.
What do you mean Bridgerton dresses? Like
there's
the
some
style?
Line. Yeah, there's some line, and it's official, like Bridgerton. It's licensed by the show. And I was like, well, guess where I'm shopping this weekend?
I almost said do's it. Does it actually look like some clothing from the
It's
period?
Not Regency area. It's inspired by, so it's very dreamy. Dresses that are a little flowy, and they're very, very cute.
Did you say Chloe?
I did not say Chloe. I said flowy.
Oh.
Yeah, so.
Walmart.
I said that wrong.
Have you voiced any books lately?
Yeah, I'm doing one right now.
What is it about?
It is this woman, it's her memoir about her husband who passed away. It's actually interesting. I took it as, I don't know, like, I'm just going to say, I kind of took it as a neat little sign because she and her husband, they married later in life, and they both waited. Neither had been married prior. I think he was like 50-some-odd years old, like closer to 60 when they got married, and she was in her late 40s. And she was saying, like, I knew God had somebody for me, so I never settled, and he felt the same way, and we found each other. They met at church, and so it's their memoir, and he got sick with Parkinson's, and so she's kind of going through the whole deal. So I've been I'm about 75% of the way through.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, so. Mm-hmm.
The Walmart Bridgerton line is actually kind of cute.
It's cute, right?
It's very cute. Yeah. Like, I would never say, if somebody walked in, I'd go, oh, that's totally, it doesn't look like you, I don't know.
Right,
I don't
inspired
know. I don't shop.
By.
Well, I was going to say, I don't shop often, mm-hmm. So I haven't been, like, through the clothes things, but I'd never said, that's a Walmart outfit.
Oh, no, that's why. Oh,
it's really cute.
No, I mean, I'm getting up early tomorrow morning to go to Walmart to go peruse this collection. And Target has the Bridgerton Dove hybrid. So like Dove skincare, or like their body wash, they have Bridgerton scents. And I'm like,
I went
take
to,
my money.
I went to have ice cream the other night, Big D, and there was Bridgerton ice cream.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Jenny's did a collaboration. They did two flavors.
So I sent the thing to Carson. I'm like, look!
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, oh, there's another flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Have you watched it?
No. Well, I've watched some.
He watched some of the Colin and Penelope because he's an ally.
I've watched all of the Colin and Penelope. Like, I've watched the entire story without having to watch the other stuff.
It starts off aggressive.
Oh, I'm
that's Anthony, though. That's not my Colin and Pen. So they're a little bit sweeter, although they get dirty too.
They got a little dirty.
It's an interesting way of portraying a story that's been told before. Mm-hmm. It seems very
tropey.
No, what's the other one? Very famous.
I don't know. It's
the guy. Oh gosh.
Okay, let's play your game. Come on, just start naming things.
Game.
All right. So it's set in that same kind of time. So it's period. There's the guy who's in it.
Pride and Prejudice.
Pride and Prejudice.
Oh, huh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jane Austen is
killed the bit, but
definitely.
I actually thought I was wrong.
No.
I mean wrong.
I was going to say the guy, the father, is a Nepo family or whatever, and his like son is an actor. I think he was maybe Emilio Estevez's dad.
Martin Sheen?
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Is that not the dad?
Of?
In that show?
In Bridgerton?
No, in the other
Pride
one.
Pride and Prejudice?
Pride and Prejudice.
No, that's also, it's British. Depends which version, but no.
Like, in the
right, like Colin Firth is in the very
no,
famous
Martin
BBC
Sheen is
adaptation.
In Anne of Green Gables.
Oh,
I don't know.
And he
man.
Was in West Wing. I don't know if I'm helping you out.
Is that the one that's
Mr. Darcy?
Okay,
yeah.
I'm
yes.
on it now.
Anne of Green Gables.
I'm now. Mr. Bennett, who played Mr. Bennett? Why? Who cares?
I don't know.
What am I doing?
I don't know.
Why am I doing this?
Who did
this?
Play Mr. Bennett?
It's the guy. He is very famous. Donald Sutherland.
Oh, yeah.
So Snow, Kiefer's, President Snow.
Kiefer's.
You know what, though? Look at you. Okay. You had a young gun.
I was in there
you
somewhere.
Had Sheen, I you had a Sheen. You had an Estevez. You have a Sutherland. You
that's
were there.
That's me. I'm not the best GPS. I'm like GP. I'll get you close.
You're GPF.
Yes, I'm DPS. Anything else?
I think we've pretty much covered.
We covered
it all.
All Nashville tourism. We did that. We did Chloe at nauseam.
I said that is a UFO.
By the way,
dinosaurs. We had dinosaurs on this.
Yeah. Good luck to everyone today. There's an asteroid passing closer than the moon.
Fingers
I do want to hit
crossed.
That. It's the size
Let's
of a bus, and it is
look
coming
at that,
by
trains
at some point.
Just on time. Yes, yes, yes.
I think
who needs oil when we're all burning?
Oh my gosh!
All right, listen. There we go. Good luck on your bets, boys.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show on the radio every day.
Some people say
it
you're wrong.
It was the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Chloe.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast. The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Oh my gosh.
The Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Dude, I'm going to make a remix of Eminem.
Look at her hoo-haws.
My name is Chloe.